Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. We learn Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav Hillel ben Meir, Chamechel, Zichrono Livracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Livracha. We are in Sefer Shmuel Aleph, we're in the penultimate perek of Sefer Shmuel Aleph, perek Lamed, Vayihi, and it happened at that point in time. Bevo David Vanashov Tziklag Vayom HaShlishi, when they came back to Tziklag on the third day after they left the battlefront with the Plishtim, V'Amaliki Pashtu El Negev El Tziklag. The Amalekim had come ahead. They raided the south in Tziklag. When they returned on the third day after they departed, after they left the Achish of God, they discovered that the Amalekim had raided Tziklag. Apparently, they had checked and discovered who had come from and raided them, and they figured out it was Tziklag, and they decided, okay, we're going to go ahead. Now, no one was killed in the process, although David and his people killed many, many Amalekim. By Akuas Tziklag, by Yisrufu Osaba Ish, so they came to Tziklag and they burnt it with fire. By Yishbu Asanoshim Asherbami Katon Vead Gadol, Loi Misu Ish, they took captives. And they took the women. Only the women and the children were in the city because all the men were with David, says the Radak. And they led them away on their way. In other words, they took hostages. And what happened? Vayavo David vanashav el ha'ir mine srufa ba'ish. David and his people went to the city, and it was burnt. And they discovered that their wives and their children were taken captive. So, obviously, such a situation causes a tremendous amount of pressure. And they go after the leadership. The first thing that people do is they get together. And they start to cry. And they realize their situation. And they realized that even the wives of David HaMelech were taken captive. Achinoam, Israelis, Abigail, Shesnabal, Carmeli. The Mefarshim are quick to point out that Abigail, in particular, we know is one of the Nevios, yet still her zechus, her merits were not enough to stay off the Amalekim. Vateter le David Maod. And then David found himself in dire straits. In addition to losing his wives to the captors, his life became threatened by his own men, says Mitzudas David. Ki amru am l'saklo, the people said, we better go stone him. In other words, had he not offered to come and help Achish, they would still have been in Tziklag, and then they would have been able to prevent the raid. And so they wanted to go ahead and call and get the head of David HaMelech. Ki amru am l'saklo, ki mara nefesh kol am ish albana v'albanosav. The people were very upset, and so each person was concerned in that situation. Now, it's interesting, the Al-Shech comments over here that the people accused David of too much grieving instead of action. David was very distressed. He was about his wives. And the people said, Al-Shech, what are you so distressed? All the people are busy, concerned about their sons and their daughters. What are you doing? And so, therefore, David stopped. Right? David b'Hashem Elokav. David put his trust in Hashem, and he gained the courage to go after his people. So David said to Eviasar the Kohen, the son of Achimelech, in other words, he went to the person who was the rightful heir apparent to the Kuna Gedola. He said, I want to go to ask the Ephod. David, he wanted to go ahead and ask the Urim Batumim. Should I go after the troop? Will I overtake them? In other words, being in a state of emergency, David asked two questions, and he got a reply to both of them. Otherwise, he should have only asked one question. So suggests the Gemara in Yuma, Andaf Samach, Andaf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. So he asked, what should I do? So the Urim V'Tumim gave him an answer through the Kohen, who said that what you should go after them, and you will be successful. So Vayelach David hu v'sheish meos ish asherito. So David went together with the 600 men who were with him. Vayavo ad nachal abesor v'anosar mamadu. They came to nachal abesor, and those who left behind stayed. What does that mean? They found certain people who, when they got to this area nachal abesor, some people were so faint. And so they decided to stay there. They waited there to watch the tools. By the way, just so you know, according to many, Nachal Besor is a river that flows near Gaza and empties into the Mediterranean Sea. Just a point of fact, right? So vayilach vayirdof David hu ve'arbamios ish, right? Vayamdu masaimish asher pigru me'avor es nachal abesar. So David went with 400 people, and the 200 people who couldn't go, they stayed with nachal abesar. Vayimtzu ish mitzri basadeh, and then they found the people who were staying back before David went any distance, and they found a certain Egyptian. And so, upon finding him, they called David HaMelech back. Rabbah says also it's possible that it's the 400 men who found him. Vayichu oso al David, vayitnu lo lechem, vayachal vayashku mayim, and they gave him bread to eat, and he ate, and they gave him water. Vayitnu lo pelach develo shnei tzimukim, and then they gave him a piece of a fig cake and two clusters of raisins. Vayochal vatashav rucho elav, and then his spirit came so back to him because he was so faint, it's like he was ready to pass out. He hadn't eaten or drank for 3 days. So David, he said, to whom do you belong? Where are you from? And what nation are you? I am an Egyptian. I am a servant, a slave to an Amaleki. And my master left me for three days ago because I was sick. We raided the south of the Krasi, which belonged to Yehuda and Kalev, and we burnt Siklag. We bring me down to the troop. So he said back, he said, listen, if you swear to me that you won't kill me or give me back to that crazy Amaleki, I'll bring you back. And he brought him down. They were scattered over the entire landscape. They're eating and they're drinking, they're dancing. They took a lot of spoil from the land of Plishti and from the land of Yehuda, right? So by Akim David me'aneshafara erev, David went and killed them from evening until evening. The Machrasam alone malat mayim ish kim arbameos ish nar asher rachvu al agmalim, and the only people who stayed back were 400 men who rode on camels. Vayanusu, and they ran away, and so the Amalekim are accustomed to being defeated on the second day of a battle. That's what we say even in Yoshua's time, it was machar. That it was the next day when Yoshua went to battle. So we see that what? The Amalekim were capable of winning only by a sneak attack. But if it was an extended battle, they get destroyed. So by Akim David, Me'aneshafarad Arev Lamacharasam, Eloni Malat Me'am Ish, Kim Arbamios Ish Nara Sherachwa Agmalim Vayan Husu, Vayatel David, Eskola Shalakhua Amalek Vesnashav, he told David. And so David rescued everybody, and he also was too wise. Belon Nadar Lahem Min. Min hakatan avada gadol avada banam avanos mishal bead ah shalach lahem akol yishiv David. There was nothing small or great. Everything that, even that which was taken from the Plishtim and from Yehuda and Kalev, they all got back. Vayikach David es kol atzom vabakar nagul lifnei amikneahu vayem ruzeh shlal David. And so what happened? David took all the sheep and the cattle. They led before the cattle and said, "This is David's." So David went back to the 200 men who had been stationed at Nachal Besar, and they came out towards David and towards the people. And David approached them and greeted them, right? And so they were too faint to cross. David came and ordered them to watch all the stuff. And when the 200 men saw that they were in a distance, they went forward to greet them. And he asked them whether there were any enemy attacks at the strategic position. And he also wanted to know how well they were doing. Well, this touched off a battle. Because when you start to win, then all of a sudden everyone, all the old issues that were unsettled in your Jewish camp come back and get you. So all the evil people, the greedy and selfish ones, says the Malbim, they showed disobedience to David's rules. After David greeted them and he said that it was going to be fine and friendly, so they started up. Vayomru yana shelo alchu imi lo nitein lem yashala asher itzanu ki em ish es ishto v'espana v'ayinagu v'ayalechu. They didn't go into battle with us. We don't give them anything. You get your wife and your kids and let them go ahead and leave us. In other words, we won't give them their spoils, and by the way, we won't even give them their own property because we rescued it. So therefore, there's Yish that was irretrievable. So therefore, it belongs to anyone who was who had rescued it, right? However, his wife and his children, each one of you, 200 guys, your wives and your children, you have no power. We, the Amalekim, didn't have a power to acquire them, so they're free. So Vayama David Lo Sasu Kenechai. He said, my brothers, don't do that. Esa Shanas Anashanlanu, Vayishmaru Sano, Vayitena Sagdur Abalenu Biadenu. He said, Hashem gave it to us, not you. He said, you know, he used humility, didn't get angry at them, says the Malvin. But he said, if we got it by our own strength, maybe you'd be justified. But since Hashem gave us the power, right, you don't get anything. Who's going to listen to you? For quite honestly, the rule is going to be that everybody who served in any position, the whole camp, we're going to divide things up. And from that day on, this became the rule. If you went to battle or if you served in other ancillary roles, you got the right to the spoils. And then he sent back some of the gift, the spoil, to the elders, the Ziknei Yehuda, saying, this also came from the enemies of Hashem. David said, look, any of the places that we went to during all these years that we were considered under attack from Shaul or anyone who provided us any sort of comfort, we want to make sure that they know that we appreciate what they did. And so therefore, he shared the spoil with them as well and didn't have it come at a cost. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow with the final end of Shaul HaMelech in a rather explosive situation. And that we'll discuss when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.